It's KBIA. We're having a series of conversations with folks from the MU Department of Human Development and Family Science. And joining us today is Associate Professor Rachel Thibodeau-Nielsen. Rachel, welcome. Very good to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're working on early childhood development and in particular the role of play. Mm-hmm. And we all like to play and it seems like fun, but it's a lot more than just something to pass the time. It's very important to the development of young children, right?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, in my work, we're really focused on how do we best set children up for success in today's 21st century world. And I mean, we're living in a really unique time where our world is rapidly advancing, which means that as adults, it's hard for us to predict what children need to know as they move on into their future 10, 20 years from now, right? And so in developmental science, we're really shifting gears in many ways to focus on something called 21st century skills. So these are the skills that are translatable across time, across professions. So things like collaboration, being able to work well with others, communicate well with others. It includes things like critical thinking and problem solving, being able to think creatively about problems to come up with innovative solutions. And also includes things like being able to persist in the face of challenges and be resilient when things don't go your way the first time you try.
And that's hard sometimes for little ones, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, I mean, there's many ways that you can approach trying to promote these 21st century skills, but we're finding in my work that play is a really powerful tool to promote these 21st century skills and really set children up for success.
And for people who do have kids, or in my case, grandkids that are little, talk to me a little bit more specifically about a kind of play rather than just we're going to go out and throw the ball around or roll around in the grass or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're touching on an important point that play takes many shapes and forms, and it makes it hard to define. So one of the types of play that I focus on specifically is pretend play. So using your imagination to come up with creative scenarios, taking on the role of other characters, pretending the classic example that a banana is a telephone. And you can really see as you think about this type of play specifically how it involves all those 21st century skills. So you have a pretend restaurant that you're running with your friends and you have to negotiate and cooperate to decide who's going to be the server, who's going to be the cook. You have to problem solve when something doesn't work well in that pretend play scenario. You get to think creatively. And you get to fully engage and really persist in that learning and thinking process.
And I think it's important to note the fact that all of the things that she's describing here don't require really expensive toys or really elaborate setups. You're talking about playing with a banana, and my kids and grandkids all love bananas, so those were always around. So that's one great idea. You can find out a lot more about the research in this topic and a lot of others at the website. It is hdfs.missouri.edu. We've been speaking with Associate Professor Rachel Thibodeau-Nielsen, and we appreciate your time and the information.
Thank you so much for having me.